Welcome to There She Grows podcast, where we are embracing life's twists with a side of wit. I'm your host, Abby O'Sullivan. Hey there, welcome back to There She Grows podcast. This podcast is being recorded on April 8th, which is the day of the solar eclipse. We were in 97% totality where I live in Springfield, Missouri, which is pretty cool. I did not view it directly because I didn't get glasses because I don't really like to walk into a lot of stores. I just really love some grocery pickup. I don't like walking into a lot of the stores. Anyway, and I did not think about this in time for Amazon to deliver it to me. So anyway, but I did witness like the darkness actually not too far from here in Missouri. They were in the path of totality and some of our local news people were there live streaming. And it was really cool to watch them because they were very much in awe and wonder of what was happening. And so it was really sweet and heartwarming. And what a neat shared moment for a lot of people around the States today and then around the world as that obviously, you know, affects the entire earth. So the vibes that I had, the intentions that I had going into this day of solar eclipse, new moon, I'm getting ready to start my periods. There's like all of this. I was so tired all weekend. And then today I was like, I'm going to the gym. I'm doing cardio. I am awake as fuck. I am recording a podcast at 8:30 in the evening. Like all systems are fired up. And there's all this energy of letting go, of release. Like, I mean... solar eclipse, transformation, new moon, set your intentions, periods, release the Kraken. Anyway, I mean, those were the vibes on Friday. I was PMSing hard on Friday. I was done with everything on Friday. So this morning when I was getting ready for my day, I was listening to a podcast from somebody that I really admire and love to follow. I've had a mini coaching session with her, so I've interacted with her personally as well, and she is just sunshine, and her light shines very bright. Her name is Amanda Merritt, and she has a podcast called Illuminated, so you can find it and listen to it there. You can go follow her on Instagram as well. She is an intuitive coach, intuitive business coach, I think is how she describes herself. And anyway, she has a podcast episode, a recent one as of my recording date, that is all about this energy that a lot of people have been feeling and the shifting and the transformations that have taken place. I had actually listened to this episode previously, like a few days earlier, but I chose to listen to it again today because, I mean, really the vibes fit. I just thought it was appropriate and I was intentionally setting the mood for myself for the day. And I honestly just really enjoy listening to Amanda in the morning anyway. Okay, so when I'm listening to podcasts, it's usually kind of passively, like I'm doing something else while I'm listening. But you know, as that can happen when you're showering or you're cooking dinner, maybe, or maybe you're walking, driving, that when your mind is sort of otherwise engaged, you can have these very clear moments, like little aha moments, or something kind of clicks, or you have a thought or an idea and you're like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? And I had one of those moments, like, I had already heard this sort of, but then I was really hearing her today. Like I was paying more attention. I was probably in a hurry the other day when I was listening to it, honestly. And that's why I didn't really hear it. But she was saying something about the past few years and the transitional energy, the transformations that people have been going through and the challenges that they may have been going through and that phase transitioning into something that's so more of like an ending to a new beginning. And that really resonated with me. And it sparked this aha moment of clarity in my head for myself about my own experience in the last few years. And some of this is going to come out in later episodes. So I'm not going to go into detail right now. I have some plans for bringing some of these situations and lessons specifically into later episodes. But I will tell you that this morning, it just felt like this is the culmination of why, of maybe why I've gone through what I went through. Maybe I have just figured out suddenly very clearly what can come of this, you know, like what good can come of this? And I got out my Notion app. I keep a widget on the homepage of my phone so I can tap it up and just type furiously, because you know, when those thoughts happen, like I almost wanted to go journal, but I was like, no, I don't really have time to like sit down and journal because I might get stuck in my journal. But if I just whip out the app, then I can just type really, really fast. You know, sometimes I can't even like, I look at my notes and I'm like, okay, what does that fragmented thought mean? And you know, when you're journaling, you like could be scribbling so fast. You're like, I don't even know if I can read that, but I got to get it out of me. What came up for me was thinking about the last few years and how it has been showing me now, like I see it now, to trust myself. This isn't necessarily the first time I've had that particular realization, but it really makes sense with what I'm going to keep sharing with you right now. It's been showing me to trust myself, to use my voice, to speak up when I need to more often, to like look out for myself, to get more clarity about what I'm passionate about. And I've learned lessons so many times in the same vein. This is not the first time that I've learned these lessons. It's like they just kind of become more intense. The universe is like, we are the girl, you got to listen now. It's like, we'll slap you upside the head and knock you down. But I know enough about myself, and I don't like to pin myself in a box or anything when it comes to like human design or astrology or anything like that. But my human design is fucking scary accurate. I know my left angle cross of dedication. I've read the descriptions. And I mean, this is just in the last few years. So it's like, wow, that really is what I've done as a job and career, the things that I've chosen, like that is right on. To summarize it for you, basically, it is to teach through what I experience. So I experience things and then I can pass on the lessons to you. And I suppose that is my purpose in life. Sort of kidding, not really. But that's the point of this podcast, right? You know, if I can encourage one person that's listening right now to trust themselves, to trust yourself more, to tune into your own inner guidance system, to get to know that and learn how to hear it and to tune into your passions, like what really lights you up and your desires and what you want for yourself and in your life, and to speak up, to say what you know needs to be said for you and for others, to share what's on your heart. If I can do that, then I guess that is job well done. You know, like we're good to go. We have served our purpose. The online business building journey, that world can be tough. Or it has been for me in some areas. And so I think that for me, this is the culmination. This right here, me talking to you right here, is the culmination of the past few years and probably beyond that, probably even before that. Everything I went through was to show me this path. And I've had to let go a lot. I've had to let go a lot, and I've had to let go of a lot. I've had to let go a lot and of a lot. And I don't believe that I have just one path to follow. It all interconnects. Side note, I have an episode on letting go that I recorded in my platform. I did something while it was processing and I fucking lost the whole thing. This isn't that episode, but like, I was like, man, I really think I said some good stuff in that. I don't know if I'm going to remember. I always have my notes, but like what I actually, you know, when you get into the zone and you just start speaking, sometimes I'm processing while I'm speaking to you. I'm processing what I thought I already processed. Like this right now, even, you know. So I have some episodes coming up on letting go of like career, of things that you felt like were part of your identity or very strong part of your life. because that's hard. And I've had to do that a lot recently. And I'll give you a specific example. Like, I don't want to spoiler alert any episodes, but I don't want to, you know, like go off on too far of a tangent, because sometimes I then forget where the hell I was before. So I don't want to go off too far, but I will specifically say my health coaching biz/career, I've had to finally just release that. I've been super wishy-washy about it the last year anyway. So it was kind of like, maybe somebody from the outside could totally see that coming or whatever, or it's about time. You weren't really doing anything with that anyway. But for me, it just took me a long time to just finally say, you know what? I am at peace with this for right now. I'm good. I have something else that I really, really want to pursue. And if I do not release that, it is just taking up so much brain space. It was me thinking about it, trying to kind of scheme my mind, maybe writing some things down, but not really taking a lot of action. And that's a fucking waste of time. Like, what's the point if all you're going to do is think about it, but not really do anything? But I couldn't get myself to take action. And I realized, like, it's just not there anymore. It's just not there anymore for me, or at least right now. So, and definitely not in the capacity that it was a few years ago. Fucking A. But there is something else that I really passionately want to pursue that I am all in on. And when I say that I don't believe I have to follow just one path, like, of course, no, you can always do something different if, you know, you want to change your careers or whatever. Of course. Yes, that's what I mean. But I can also see how the past 3 years and the experiences that I've gone through even before that, but especially in the last 3 years, how extreme of examples I have, just these mentorships and the investments and the time put in and all of the things that I've learned and all of the crazy amount of personal growth. And when you're trying to develop a business, all the growth that happens from that, it's just, there's been so much. So I can see why I would end up here. It almost makes sense to me now at this point. It does make sense to me at this point, but I just had that revelation so clearly, like, this is why you fucking went through all of that. This is now you've ended up here because of all of that. And that was totally a natural thing. And now you get to move forward with this new energy and this new clarity and this new light. Now you get to move forward, like, full fucking steam ahead. We're on this ship, baby. We're going. We're heading to fucking France. We're going to find the Outlander. Well, we're going to find Jamie, right? So Scotland. Wrong country, Abby. We'll find our Parisian Jamie. Have a bet, whatever. I mean, they did go to France for one season. So, like, all my Outlander fans, what's up? I just watched the first season again because, I don't know, I like to revisit. It's a really kind of hard season to watch, but I love it. Anyway, so back to where I was. I can see how I've changed career-wise, how I've changed directions career-wise has a lot to do with everything that I've experienced in the past few years. And again, with all that personal growth and development, I have learned how to ask myself different questions. So a lot of coaches will have you journal on these things, or you'll see them online, like on Reels, you know, how do you want your work to feel? At the end of the day, how do you want to feel? What do you want it to give you in your life? You know, what do you want this to do for you? I want it to give me time freedom and flexibility of location and, like, lots of money. And I want 10K months and this and that. And I want to be able to travel wherever. And I want to make an impact over everything. Like, we have all these different answers, right? As I've gone through, and I'm making these like big circular motions with my hands. My whole body is moving. I'm like, as I've gone through the past few years, I've asked myself that. And that's kind of like the first thing that you need to do when you feel burned out, is to take a step back, to reassess, and you ask yourself some of these questions. Like, what lights me up about what I'm doing right now, and what is absolutely fucking draining me? Those are like two main questions that you can ask yourself, and you will have some clarity then. And then, how do I really want this to look? How do I want it to work for me? What action steps can I start to take to get it to be how I want? And so for me, I have asked these questions a lot. Like I've reassessed and asked these questions again and again. And it's really interesting that my answers are sort of the same, but they've also sort of changed just based on my experience, like with the health coaching. Okay, like I did these things, I did this thing. Okay, like that I didn't really care for. I think I'm kind of tired of that. I think I would like to keep some sort of semblance of that, but like just in a different format. Like there's got to be a way to put my energy and my support and the fact that I love to collaborate and brainstorm with people, there's got to be a way to put that into something, but maybe it not drain me like that was. And maybe it's just like not those topics. Maybe it's something else. And so, yeah, it's taken me a lot of tumbling through darkness and lightness, like we're on the roller coaster of life. And it does feel like a lot has been taken away in this past few years. Sometimes it feels like that. I fall into that thinking sometime. It's a little bit more of like victim mentality. I'm not going to shame myself for that. I feel like sometimes coaches, they want to be like, oh, it's victim mentality, and they want to get all up in your ass about it. Okay, well, I'm not going to invalidate that what I went through was really fucking challenging for me, and that however I reacted is how I reacted. I dealt with it the best that I could, just based on the amount of like stress that I was under and I guess what I'm willing to do in life or not do in life or whatever. But I was not always in a great place. Like I was pretty depressed and sad and unmotivated, like had a really hard time getting off the couch some days. And I kind of go through that still sometimes. And now I wonder, have I just fucked up my hormones and my cortisol levels? And I'm just like always going to be jacked up. Like, when can I ever get back to feeling good? You know, like when's my energy going to come back? You know, just once a week, like that's all I get is one good day where I want to conquer the world, you know? So like, I want to acknowledge that I've gone through some things that were tough for me. And I will acknowledge that I've felt ashamed, that I've had a lot of regret, that I've felt a lot of guilt. I've felt very behind in my life. I've just felt really dumb. I felt really dumb a lot. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you were so stupid. And like, you knew, like you had that gut feeling and you ignored it. But here's the thing. I don't want to live there. I don't want to wallow in that. Okay. That's disempowering. And all of that is me giving my power away. I've learned on the other side of this, I can see, like, I've learned so much. I have so much more knowledge about online business. I just like, there's so much shit that I've learned. It's all like just a random bunch of stuff that I can apply at any given moment if I want to acknowledge that, you know. It doesn't mean that all of it is something that's necessarily like applicable to me now, or maybe like there are certain tactics and stuff that I'm not going to use or whatever. But again, like therein is information. Like all of that is information that I can take with me and move forward. Okay, that was cool. That's not cool. That wasn't cool. That's cool. You know, like, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you. That's literally what it is. And it's just all information. Not that I really want to reduce my life lessons and challenges to like, well, it's all information I can take on to the next science experiment for myself. But that's sort of what it is. And on the other side of that, it is much easier to see. And with time and with my own self-coaching and continued self-care, I can, and you know, venting sessions with my sister, and if I ever wanted to, like maybe therapy or something, I don't know. I'm not like a huge talk therapy person, but that's because of my previous experiences. But with time, things will get better. And the more that I do let go, the more that I try to release, that can help too. Because I see how much I've learned. I see how much I've grown. And I can see, you know, maybe more of what I can do going forward to maybe not fall into these situations where I am giving so much of my own power away, because that is a lot of what it was. So when I say I want you to tune in to your own internal guidance system, this is why. This is why, because I spent a lot of time just sort of like outsourcing my brain, outsourcing my power. And that's what I mean by sitting in the kind of the shame and the regret and the like, woe is me. Why did this have to happen? That is also outsourcing my power. It's giving that all of that situation more power than it needs to. And it's taking it away from me to where I don't have any left in this particular moment. So like, how do I get up off the fucking couch when I'm there? Because like all of it's gone, all that energy is gone to this past situation. And now I'm stuck here in the present feeling like an empty blob. So I just explained why I couldn't get off the couch. I just therapized myself through that one. But I will tell you, to start to wrap this up, I will tell you it has been quite the cycle. It's been quite the cycle. And I do feel like I'm finally coming out of some sort of cocoon, and it's been needed. It has been needed. I see this talked about on like the holistic psychologist talks about this, that cocoon phase. I'm sure other people do too, but I do follow her on Instagram. That time when like after periods of extreme burnout or trauma or just like really extreme times in your life, when you feel like you just sort of need to retreat, and maybe you just want only certain people around you, like maybe your circle is a little bit smaller, you're spending a little bit more time alone and trying to really focus on you and your self-care, you do need that time. I think it's so easy to just like keep going and keep pushing through when you really do need a little bit more of that. Yes, I know we have, a lot of us have to go to work and we have to be around people and all of that. But what I'm saying is just like taking extra care of yourself. If you want to skip social activities to be with yourself, to work on your self-care, hopefully in ways that impact you positively, because I'm like an advocate for therapy or having somebody to talk to, having, you know, what we would say healthy outlets for your emotions. And I've spent time wrestling with my own thoughts. You know, I spent a lot of time journaling, and I've, you know, breath work and meditation and like self-coaching and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But I've really wrestled with my own mind at times. And so I would encourage you that while I do think that I have isolated myself, I think that some of that is necessary. While other people may not understand it, it has been necessary for me at times, because I just feel I get too overstimulated when I'm too anxious about my own shit. I'm just like too overstimulated, and I feel less, I just feel like sharing less, you know? I just have to kind of work through things on my own first, and then I can kind of talk about them. So that's sort of what I'm doing here. And that was a bit of a tangent, but I think I just, my point is that I would encourage you to find the things that really do help you and don't necessarily send you into a further dissociation from life. I know how easily that can happen. I know how easily that can happen. And I think there's a lot of nuance there, and there's a lot of like individual cases vary type of thing. But I just wish the best for people. I don't wish the dark thoughts on anyone, you know? Ugh. It's not fun. So let's bring it back up a little bit. I'm sorry. I just can't not acknowledge that. So if I can encourage you to take some time for stillness, enough to really listen to yourself and also trust yourself. I know that can be difficult, but a lot of times we know the answer. A lot of times we fucking know the answer already, but it's like we're just afraid to give ourselves that much power. So how about we own it? How about we own that motherfucking power? That will change everything, you know? So what do you need? What do you want? How do you want to feel? And how can all of that happen? All right. Like more specifically, what seed can we plant today? That's kind of been a theme in my life lately. What seed can be planted today? And maybe what's an action that you can take today, even if it's just a tiny one? What's a small step that you can take? I love that I got to record this today. I love that I had that little aha moment. That's a power of podcasts, baby. Like, I'm just saying, I don't really sit around and listen to reels on repeat and get this kind of inspiration. It's a podcast. It's people talking to us, you know, in this like more intimate way. It's so cool. And I don't know, this particular podcast isn't really necessarily to like promote my podcast management company, but I just fucking believe in it so much for so many reasons. I just think sharing your voice can be really healing. It has been for me. And I'm probably going to be talking about that in a different episode. So I don't want to repeat myself like 1,000 times. I'm sure I will. Themes are themes, you know? So like, it's a theme in my life, and I'll go into that in like the daddy issues episode or something. But for now, I wish you all the best that the rest of your day can go, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to There She Grows podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave a rating and review. And be sure to share it with your friends and family that you know would enjoy it too. There She Grows podcast is lovingly produced by Wonder Podcast Productions.